Etsy, mighty, mama, mimi, mama, daddy. Fig, me, a cutter, ara, mama, me, pensaccia, tu. Sitter, unia, biscia, ulo, ite, va, ite, vene, sempre, baccalare, del mani, vene. Se ci picchia, vandi, se, baccalare, figlia mia.
Oh mama, da 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 da. Oh mama, zooma zooma baka. Hi, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. And what a week, like every other week. So, what's going on? How about those markets, huh? Oof, took a hit yesterday. Yep. Worst Dow down since October. But no surprise, no surprise. No, no, no. We've been saying this. This market's oversold. It's all being built on hope and expectations that Trump is going to follow through with his plans on rebuilding the economy, rebuilding the infrastructure, cutting taxes, deregulation. Yep, isn't that wonderful, huh? Let's get rid of all those environmental regulations, those banking regulations, those little things that stop the corporations from even owning more. They're just getting in the way. Yeah. So what's going on? The fact is he's not delivering. That's what's going on. So we're going to see a correction. There's no question about it. It's in our Trends Journal. We've been writing about it. I've been saying it on Trends This Week. We don't expect a crash, however. Not at this time. The reason being is that the economy is still relatively strong. And the problem being that it's not great. As I keep going on and on and on and on, that the jobs created under Obama, the 10 million that he bragged about, according to the Harvard-Princeton study, 94% of them are temporary. So, I don't think there's going to be a market crash, but there's going to be definitely a market correction because Trump is not delivering. He's not delivering in the sense that he's only talking. He's only talking about what he's going to do. But he's not delivering on the expectations, and he's even making an excuse now that we're not going to do anything with these taxes until we repeal Obamacare. I listened to his entire speech this past Monday when he was in Louisville, Kentucky. And it was the presidential reality show. What a joke. And what a joker. You know, I like Gary Null, and you know, he's a speaker all over the world, as I am. And if I put on a performance to a client, that a client that paid me and I put on a presentation like he did, I would be booed off the stage. They'd be throwing shoes at me, apples and eggs. It was so disgusting. He was the presidential reality show champion, and all he had in the crowd were fans that love reality shows. Nothing more than that. Not one word of substance. Nothing. So the markets are now reacting to that. He's made lofty promises, as they all do, but he's not delivering. And that's why the markets are reacting the way they are. So you saw, for example, gold. It hit a three-week peak as investors are ditching equities on Trump worries. So we're going to see a correction, 5% or greater. I estimate as much as 10%. And again, there's not going to be a market crash unless there's a wild card that's delivered. And there's no wilder card than we see than Trump. So, I mean, realistically, you know, the market gained what? Some 8% since Election Day in November. So if it has a 10% correction, you know, okay. I mean, that happens. But what we're seeing now is more volatility. The VIX index is rising. We're looking also, surprisingly, at a weakening of the dollar. So, for example, the euro now, it's, you know, 108, you know. A week and a half ago, it was down to 105, $1.05. Now it's $1.08. And the dollar is losing strength around the world. It gains strongly. And now it's lost a lot of what it gained. And the reason it's losing what it gained is that it appears the Fed is not going to increase interest rates as much as they say. But again, I don't see that or hear that in the sense that they are going to raise interest rates. It looks like they're going to raise them at least two more times. And the more they raise interest rates, the stronger their dollar gets. The stronger the dollar gets, the weaker the other currencies go. The stronger the dollar goes, the weaker gold goes. Again, but that's only in some instances because the gold market is bigger than just the United States. The gold market is global, and globally, demand for gold is going up. And also, when you tie into these trends and look at gold, you have to look at what's going on geopolitically. And geopolitically, it's heating up in the Middle East. 7,000 airstrikes under Trump in the last 2 months in Iraq and Syria. And now, of course, Israel is bombing deep into Syrian territory. And their defense minister, Lieberman, came out and said that if Syria tries to shoot down Israeli jets that are bombing the hell out of the place, they'll pay a price for it. They have no right to shoot down Israeli jets and bombers that are destroying Syrian cities, killing their people, all under the guise that we're doing this to stop Iran from giving weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Because if they give more weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon, the next time Israel decides to invade and occupy Lebanon, maybe they'll fight back harder. The arrogance of this guy, Lieberman. And no pushback in the American media. No, Israel is allowed to violate international law. Because after all, folks, they is the chosen people. And don't call me an anti-Semite. I'm tired of your lines. I call a spade a spade. And now, of course, I could do that without being called a racist now that Obama's out of office. As I said, it's the Italians that are the chosen people, not the Jews. Yeah, went through the food. What do you got? Bagels and lox and matzo balls? Come on, huh? We got meatballs. We got lasagna. We got, come on. Hey, the wines. You got Manischewitz and Mogan David? Poop. Got you beat on that. We don't even have to go any further. I know you got Simon and Garfunkel. We got Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. I know you got Gina Lola Brigida. Well, we got her and Sophie Loren. You got Barbara Streisand and Bette Midler. I'm only being facetious. I'm tired of this stuff. Going back to gold and how geopolitical tensions are rising. Under Trump administration, they're also bombing Yemen now. We got to get them terrorists. We're going to bomb the hell out of them, and we're going to kill all them ISISes. What stupidity. What ignorance, what madness. Hey, it's the presidential reality show. You can do anything you want. Oh, by the way, we own that trademark. And the problem, and we made that trademark, by the way. We got that trademark before Trump got in the race. Because it was a presidential reality show long before this. I've been writing about this for several years. It's a freak show. Look at those so-called debates. You got 2 minutes to answer the question and a 30-second response. So you're going to see more escalation. It's the presidential reality show. We got a reality show champion. Look at his budget. More spending for the military. Isn't that nice, huh? Just what we need. More spending for the military. Brilliant. Already the United States spends more on the military than the next 7 largest countries combined. As a matter of fact, Trump's $54 billion increase in the defense budget, another $54 billion. And now you hear all the media every day, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. Let's hate the Russians. We got to get the Russians. They're threatening everybody, them Russians. Russia's entire 2017 military budget is smaller than the increase of $54 billion. And as you well know, people listening to Progressive Radio Network, I mean, what I'm saying is nothing new. And there are estimates coming out that, you know, the defense budget, when you put Homeland Security, CIA, NSA, and the FUs and the other ones of the black ops and every, it's over a trillion. So I'm listening to Trump on, still on a campaign trail, actually, when he was in Louisville on Monday. And he said, quote, we're going to rebuild the United States military, finally. I proposed a budget that calls for one of the largest increases in defense spending history. And we need it. We need it. You know, he's always repeating himself. We need it. We need it. It's great. It's great. He always repeats the same thing in a sentence, maybe three times, a phrase. I don't know if that's a reality show act or is it just a, you know, who he is and what he does, because he's very limited in so many different ways. And he said that military spending is going to create jobs, quote, because we're going to make this equipment right here in the U.S. And everybody applauds. I am sick and tired of applauding the military. I'm sick of it. And then when you look at Trump's selections of cabinet secretaries, of high-level personnel, you know who they are? They're personnel from the military and defense companies that's filling his cabinet and his top administrative positions. That's right. You talk about a revolving door. You know, I watch his actions at that last rally in Louisville, and he juts his chin out. It reminds me exactly of what Mussolini used to do. He has that same posture. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a buildup of the military. He wants to build the ships, the naval fleet up to 350 ships to 272. And the Defense Department wants more Apache helicopters, anti-submarine planes, fighter jets. And they want over $5 billion right away. We need the dough right away because we got to defeat ISIS in Iraq and Yemen and Syria. And by the way, we need more money for Afghanistan to keep that longest war going that is only killing innocent people, destabilizing the country, and creating these refugee problems that nobody wants to deal with. So, on the investment end, we estimate more defense dollars funneling into the intelligence agencies, Homeland Security, so more domestic and foreign deep state surveillance and cybersecurity, folks. Very important. Again, we look at things the way they are, not the way that we want them to be. With the U.S. ratcheting up its military spending, we forecast so too will other nations, thus increasing, you ready? America's foreign military arm exports, which will greatly benefit its domestic defense contractors. And let's make the connection. Who's Obama? Trump, Obama, Clinton, Bush, Greenberg, Iceberg. What's the difference? Psychopaths, all of them, except, of course, Greenberg and Iceberg. So it's going to greatly benefit the domestic defense contractors. And what did I say before? He's filling his cabinet and top administrative positions with military and defense contractors. So we got a call there from E from Edgewater.
Hello, Gerald.
Hello there.
How are you, buddy?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm very good. Is there a lot of snow up there?
Not too bad. It's melting away.
Melting away. All right. I guess spring is on the way here. Louis Prima. My mother and my Aunt Rose, they loved Louis Prima. And they used to play him in the 50s and the 60s, and I thought he was very funny. And I would laugh when I would listen. You know, I was a little boy, and they thought he was very silly. Wasn't he married to Ruby Keeler?
No, Keeley Smith.
Oh, okay. I was all confused. Here's something else I'm confused about. You know, you started off talking about the market, and I always hear, like, the companies are buying their own stock back. Now, what's the difference if the company has got a lot of money, they're buying their stock, or if somebody else is buying the stock? Don't the stock go up? And so what's the difference? This is what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, the difference is this. When you have cheap money, and they're not doing that as much now because interest rates are going up. So when you look at why the markets went up since 2009, the facts are there. Massive stock buybacks. So that drives the price of stocks up. And the other one is merger and acquisition activity. So there are still buybacks going on now, but as interest rates go up, you got less stock buybacks. So you're not getting a lot of stock the majority of the stock action is coming from came from companies themselves just buying the stocks, and that drove up the prices. But again, you know, we're calling for a correction in this market. But at this point, we're not calling for a crash. It's going to correct because of the very facts that when you have an increase like this, there's always a pullback. But the important thing is Trump is not delivering on what he says he's going to deliver. And now when you listen to that, as I suffered through, his address in Louisville, on Monday, he kept going on and on that we're not going to do anything until we get rid of Obamacare. We're not going to lower taxes. We're not going to do anything until we get rid of Obamacare. What does one have to do with the other? So right. Our feeling is they don't have real solid plans to do it. So that's why we're saying a market correction.
All right, but I'm still not understanding. What's the difference if the company's buying its stock or if regular people are buying the stock? The stock still goes up, so don't the company get the money that they're laying out to buy the stock? If it's going up, then
their money...
Huh? They
borrow the money. They borrow the money for nothing.
I'm not saying... suppose a company's got trillions of dollars... And they got they're not, you know, they got plenty of money and they buy the stock to artificially make the market go up. Why is that like bad is what I'm trying to figure out.
Because it's not true price discovery. Stocks go up because of they're doing more business. So when you
but if we're being run by corporations and they have all the money and all the power, and you know, with the eight families that have all the money, like Bernie Sanders was talking about. Yeah, real Bernie Sanders, don't he ever retire? He's been around there for 37 years. He's been in Vermont, right? And he's senator, mayor, and senator. And now then his platform for his election was the disparaging rate between the rich and the poor. When he's working in Vermont for all the rich people, you know, there's 550,000 people live in Vermont, and only 7,000 blacks, 7,000 Hispanics, and 7,000 Asians. That don't even fill up Madison Square Garden for a basketball game. So who was he talking to when he was talking about the disparity?
We got a couple of different things going on here. Let's go back to the buybacks.
Okay.
What they do is they borrow the money for nothing. They buy back their stocks. That drives up the value of the stock. The more you buy, the higher the stock goes. It's Now, what they do that for is you look at, for example, the compensation that top executives get. A lot of it's based on the stock price, not on when you look at the facts. For example, corporate income hasn't increased at those high levels. So they artificially prop up the price. That's what I'm saying. It's not true price discovery. As to Bernie Sanders, it's BS Bernie. We know all about that. And all he is another player in the presidential reality show. This thing is going nowhere with the Democrats. It's time for a third party. But going back to the markets, this is a very important time, again, to tune in geopolitically, because a lot is going on. The United States, for instance, the new Secretary of Tillerson, Secretary of State, he's warning North Korea that all options are on the table. North Korea is responding to America and South Korea's massive military maneuvers. They call them war games, right off the coast of North Korea. So they're saying, if you're going to do this to us, we're going to keep testing ballistic missiles, and we're not going to do a Muammar Gaddafi, where he stopped his nuclear program, and once he did that, then you overthrew his government. So what we're saying is that this is a very important time to tune into geopolitics, break away from the mainstream news circuit, go more to progressive radio news and the people they have on there that are giving alternative messages. So that's the way we see it today. Thanks a lot, E. By the way,
thank you.
I talked to the Alana and Patrick and told them you said hello. So, moving on to where the markets are going. Gold is now at around $1,250 an ounce. It's in solid trading territory, but it has to break out much beyond that to gain momentum. And that means breaking over 1,300, and it's not going to hit the high levels until we forecast it breaks over 1,400 an ounce. The downside risk to us is still $100 from where it is, because they're going to continue to raise interest rates. What I want to do today is just to go through many different other trends and not get caught so much on geopolitics and economics as we have. But economics in the sense of how it's affecting the people, the everyday people, and what it really means to society, as he was calling about the stock market. The stock market is played, again, mostly by the big guys and by the companies. So, for instance, a new study came out that says about a third of consumers say they'd have trouble coming up with an emergency $2,000. $2,000. More than one-third of the families that had large fluctuations in their incomes were more likely than those with stable incomes to say they wouldn't be able to come up with $2,000 for an unexpected need, according to the Pew Charitable Trust released in March. $2,000. Your car breaks down, that's $1,000. I mean, I don't know about you, but for me, it's either that or more. So going to the real economy and the stock market economy, it's two different worlds. But the importance of the stock market economy is optimism. When the markets go up, optimism rises. When the market goes down, consumer spending goes down because optimism declines, because it's all a reality show. Here's something very interesting. I just want to go through a lot of trends as they come up and as we're looking at them. One of the trends, by the way, our new trends journal is out. You're not going to read anything like it anywhere. Money back guaranteed. You have nothing to lose. Go to trendsresearch.com, And if you can't afford the $99 a year for the Trends Journal, Trends Monthly, Trend Alerts, Trends in the News each weekday night, there's a discount request page because we know people are having a difficult time. But one of our top trends is reefer money madness. The pot business is going to continue to grow. The question becomes, I mean, you're looking, for example, just in California, just in Sonoma County, there's an estimated 9,000 growers. 9,000. The California market alone is worth $7 billion. So if you're interested in becoming an on-trendpreneur, these are areas to consider looking at. And we write about this extensively. But now here's the downside card. I talk about the stupidity going on in the marketplace, in the military, in most of the agencies in government. And it's basically because of the people that are running it. So the big one that's worrying people in the marijuana business that's really starting to boom, and states need the taxes, that's why they're legalizing it like they did with lotto and gambling. They want the dough. Here's what Sessions said last Wednesday. This is our attorney general, attorney jerk. I reject the idea that America will be a better place if marijuana is sold in every corner store. And I am astonished to hear people suggest that we can solve our heroin crisis by legalizing marijuana so people can trade, you ready for this? One life-wrecking dependency for another that's only slightly less awful. What a moron. How come people don't call this jerk out? So people can trade one life-wrecking dependency for another? You're comparing pot with heroin, you stupid moron. Why don't people talk to him just like that? Because only a stupid, ignorant, arrogant, narcissistic moron would say a statement like that. And to make it worse, to show you how ignorant this jerk is, that's only slight less awful. Smoking a joint is only slightly less awful. And hey, moron Sessions, did you ever hear of medical marijuana? If we could feed the planet, could the planet heal us? So in looking at the stock opportunities, look what's going on in Israel. They're legalizing it, and they're at the cutting edge of medical marijuana research. And we got a jerk like this as our attorney general. But don't worry about that, because there are jerks everywhere. And Trump is filling his cabinet up just like Obama did, Clinton did, Bush did, and all the rest did, with incompetent, egotistical, narcissistic, self-centered morons. And when you talk about the Defense Department, it's how they could profit from it, because he's bringing in the revolving door of people working for defense contractors, and now they're in the White House. So that's what it is. It's a society of Washington self-centered people that only want to enrich themselves. We got Dave from Brooklyn on the line, but if anybody wants to call in, it's 888-874-4888, 888-874-4888. Hello, Dave.
Yes, the people are certainly stupidized just for having Trump as president. But what was the alternative? Anyway, I wanted to ask you about the occupied peace. How's that going?
Well, thanks for asking about it. There is no alternative. That's the problem.
Yes.
And that's why Trump won. And that's why we had forecast in our Trends Journal in May of 2016 that he would win. It wasn't the messenger. It's the message.
Yeah, I heard you on the air say that.
Occupy Peace, it's very difficult for us to raise money to keep this going at the level we need to keep it going. Because when you hear all these protesters, all these anti-Trump people, you know, well, their big issues are transgender bathrooms, you know? No one's talking about, because the same hypocrites that allowed Obama to kill over 4,000 innocent people with drone strikes, increasing the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner that started destroyed Libya, that destroyed Syria, that brought more troops into Afghanistan, they're so hypocritical, they will not support peace. So getting a peace movement going at this time is very difficult, and any help that anybody could give us, go to OccupyPeace.us, OccupyPeace.us. Any suggestions, money, ideas, we're open.
All these jerk politicians are hypocrites anyway. But Occupied Peace is going to be tough since everybody's hypnotized with their phones.
It's even before that. There hasn't been a solid peace movement. Let's go back to the Iraq War. They bragged about that. They got like 2 million people on the streets one day. Yeah, what'd you do after that?
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, one day. And Occupy Peace is a program. It's a peace program. Number one, we close all the bases overseas. Number two, we spent more money rebuilding Afghanistan when adjusted for inflation than we spent on the Marshall Plan after World War II. Put the troops on a work project administration program to rebuild our rotted infrastructure and put the money in that direction. Number three, now we are in Syria. There are almost 2,000 troops that are going to be there. Has anybody declared war against Syria?
No.
No. It's against the Constitution. Congress must vote to go to war. That's another aspect of Occupy Peace. And finally, to have on each state a referendum on a ballot that we the people will tell Congress how to vote, because after all, we're the ones that pay for the war with our money and our lives. So that's what OccupyPeace.us is. And it's .us because it's only about us.
Congress don't care.
No, Congress. Look at these clowns. What a little freak show.
That's what I'm saying. They don't care.
They're
getting the lobbyist money.
People don't care. Look at all these marches and protests to Trump. Not one major movement against war. As he's escalating, he's making it 100% clear. $54 billion more dough going into the military-industrial complex, intelligence, spying complex, intelligence. There's not a bit of intelligence when you add them all up.
It's pretty unbelievable to me.
Yep.
$54 billion extra.
Yep. Yeah. So, anyway, thanks. Anything else, Dave?
We need the money. This country needs the money, not the military.
I know. That's why we launched OccupyPeace.us. And again, anyone that has any suggestions, please go to the website, OccupyPeace.us. And any money you want to donate, anything we can, because now the climate is ripe for a major peace movement, because we're seeing it with Trump and what he's doing by building the military bigger than it is, and by filling his cabinet positions and high White House administration positions with people from the military and from the military-industrial complex. Thanks for calling in, Dave.
How could I donate without having a computer or one of those dumb phones?
send it to Trends Research.
I need the address.
Okay. It's 42 Crown Street.
42 Crown.
Kingston, New York.
Zip.
12401.
12401.
And by the way, 42 Crown Street is the 1750 Franz Rogan House. We bought three of the most historic buildings on the most historic corner in America. The 1774 Academy, the 1763 Dr. Jensen House, and the other building is the 1691, or thereabouts, they don't know the exact date, Person House. I mention this because this is where we launched Occupy Peace from. This is where the seeds of democracy were sown. America has a lot of faults, but its constitution was revered around the world. This is the only place in America where there's a pre-Revolutionary War stone building on each corner. And that's why we bought these buildings, to preserve them, to restore them. Some of them were in great shape. Others we had to put a lot of money into, because I am an American and I value where I am, who I am, and I only could be who I am if I was born in America. My heart, my blood is Italian, but my heart's American. So that's why we bought these buildings, and that's where the Franz Rogan House, 42 Crown Street, is. And that's where we launched Occupy Peace when Gary Null was here to kick it off, along with Ralph Nader, Cindy Shee, and Dr. Robert Thurman, and the people whose hearts are in to bringing peace back, because with peace comes prosperity. So thanks a lot, Dave. We got Habu from Wisconsin on the line. Habu.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Yeah, thank you. Well, listen, so good to hear you. And, you know, you, I'm not trying to be solicitous, but you're one of the few people in this country, and I can count them on one hand, who has a national presence, and you use it for the goodness of humanity, not to enrich your pockets or whatever you, which I don't mind if you do, but you are one of the few people with a stentorian view about how things have gone, the war machine, and all these clowns who come in as politicians. You know, just a point of note, because I study this, when this, when an earlier caller was asking what's the difference between stock buybacks and people buying stock, when a company buys back its stock, it means that they are less in circulation, which means each one is then worth more because there's just less in circulation. When the public buys stock, they're still in circulation, so that's the difference. But Mr. Salente, this is my question to you. Don't you think Trump is really pushing his luck? As it is, you know, there were about roughly half the voters who were on the other side, and the other half who were for Trump were really not for Trump. Well, many, not everybody, but many were not really for Trump. They were just against the other Hillary Clinton. But if he pushes things in the direction that he is doing now, it is very easy to tip the balance, so to speak, meaning people from the other side, as it is, are against him, and there are enough people who supported him to go over and tip that balance and really make things very difficult for him. What do you say?
He has 2 years to get away with what he wants. If as you mentioned, look at his popularity rating, what is down to 37%, according to the latest Gallup poll. He has the will now, the freedom, basically, to get a lot of what he wants. Not everything. So what the scales will tip after the next election. And then he won't be able to get anything done if his hatred level keeps building. However, he still has a lot of executive powers. And that's what they're doing more and more, as we saw with Obama, issuing executive order after executive order. So the real issue is that this has become a battle between the Democratic Party and Trump. Again, go back to before the election, Habu, and with, you know, Clinton calling Trump a Putin puppet, and now, you know, the relationship's going on. And by the way, this thing with Flynn, who was the, I believe, the head of the NSA before they threw him out, you know, he got a speaking fee for going. That's chump change, going to Russia. I used to get that almost that kind of money when I was on a speaking circuit. And then you look at the, what, Bill Clinton gets $500,000 for BSing, going over to Russia, but they don't make an issue of that. Hillary Clinton gets $250,000. Bill Clinton gets $500,000 for doing speeches to foreign countries. That doesn't mean you're selling out when they do it, but it does when Flynn does it. So what I'm saying is, going back to your question about Trump, what's going to bring him down, I believe this continuing drumbeat that started before the election, that persists now, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming, let's hate the Russians, they're selling out to the Russians, that could be the biggest down card that they're playing on him now. So it's going to be something like that, I believe, that could really hurt his administration, rather than the stupid policies that he's putting forth, because they're just as dumb and ignorant as all the others.
You know, I never thought I'd say this, but Obama seems so refined compared to this thug.
Well, Obama was a better actor. You know, I wrote in my Trends Journal back in 2007, when Obama was down in the polls against Clinton, that the whole game changed when Oprah took him under her wing. And I've been on every show, you name it, from the Today Show, Good Morning America, all of them. Bill O'Reilly. I've been on with everyone. I was on Oprah twice. Oprah's show was far superior than any other show I'd ever been on, in terms of production, in terms of staging, in terms of preparation, in every way. So I wrote, when Obama, the queen of TV, took her Obama under her wing, that was the game changer. So Obama became the perfect teleprompted orator. Nobody ever heard this guy talk off the cuff. And any time he did, he was stuttering. So yes, his stage presence on the presidential reality show was more refined than the cafone of Trump. A cafone is an Italian slang word for not a very, you know, sophisticated. Like, for instance, when I was a kid, my parents, may the soul rest in peace, if we went outside and we weren't dressed properly, they'd say, look at you, you look like a cafone. You're not going dressed outside like that. They make us spruce ourselves up. So going back to Trump and Clinton, he's just a different actor in the presidential reality show.
Well, thank you all the same.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. I very much appreciate it. So going back to where we're going and how we're getting there, we're looking at, again, please pay attention to what's going on in the global marketplace. And again, you can't do that in any other venue that I know of in totality. And there are other shows that I go on that I respect that will give you an overview like Progressive Radio Network. You have it coming in from another side that the other side of the planet doesn't happen. So now, for example, the breaking news, terror at Parliament, cops stab, pedestrians mowed down. All right, what's going to happen here? Knife maniac shot by cops outside Parliament after stabbing officer in terror attack. What that's going to do is ratchet up more anti-terror movements. A guy with a knife, an 8-inch knife. We got banned knives. You got 7.3 billion people on the planet. You're going to find a maniac every now and then? But now they're going to use this for more militarization, more spying on we the people, more robbing us of our rights. They'll use every little incident. But what they won't use are the incidents. Hey, did you see Mosul lately? Boy, America and its allies are doing a great job destroying that place, huh? Yeah, it's only a city of over 1 million people that they're devastating with bombs. But that's okay. It's okay that the United States and its coalition of the killing have slaughtered over 500,000 Syrians. That's all right. We've got to get rid of Assad. It's all right that the United States and its coalition of the killing launched a war based on lies against Iraq and killed over 1 million people in Afghanistan and Libya. Millions killed. But they'll use this story. Man wielding 8-inch knife has been shot outside Parliament after charging the gates and stabbing a police officer. Stay connected to the global news. It's your choice. Do it or don't. But I can tell you, educated people that I know, people that I thought they were in tune, don't have a clue what's going on. They are spewing out word for word anti-Russian propaganda. These are smart people. Smart, but ill-informed and skewed by their belief in their political system. There's a lot going on. As I said, the United States is increasing under Trump the bombs away over Iraq, over Syria, over Yemen. We're going to get them al-Qaeda's. Oh, you know the other thing that Trump is doing, folks? According to White House officials, I'm not making this up, Trump has shifted more authority over military operations to the Pentagon. We're either going to occupy peace or occupy bunkers, because that's the other news coming out. You know these people that build bunkers and these survivalists and they make fun of them? Now the billionaires are doing it. That's right. Oh, I'm not making that up. That was a big story in CNN just 2 days ago. Occupy peace or occupy war. The choice is ours. Where's it going to go? Stay tuned. It's in front of us. Open your eyes. Read the news? Nope. Tune into Progressive Radio Network, the Trends Journal, trendsresearch.com, to get your history before it happens. It's there for us. Keep an open mind and an open heart. This is Gerald Celente. Thank you for tuning in to Trends This Week. And if you have any questions, Always feel free to email me. Go to our website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And go to the contact page. And again, consider subscribing to the Trends Journal. The more subscribers we get, the more we can do. There's no other publication like it. Money back guaranteed. And support Progressive Radio Network. Keep the free voice of freedom alive. There aren't many like it. It's unique. Thank you very much. And see you next week on Trends This Week.